views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most inspired visionaries on the planet in lighthearted, lively dialogue. Join us as we explore the expansive nature of reality in a down-to-earth way, offering you insights and tools empowering you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Now, here's your host, Christine Upchurch.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Christine Upchurch Show, where we have stellar conversations to illuminate your journey. I'm talking to you today from somewhat sunny, somewhat rainy Seattle here at KKNW AM 1150. You might be listening on Connecticut, Rhode Island, or New York's 1230 AM WBLQ. Somewhere across the United States on cable radio network, one of the stations in Australia, or anywhere around the world on Transformation Talk Radio. Wherever you're joining us from here today, and I know we've got listeners all over the world, I'm so grateful you've joined us, and you're going to be grateful too, because we're going to be having a fascinating conversation about soul shifting from a vibrational perspective. But first, I want to say hello to my better half here in the studio who allows you to hear these wonderful conversations, Mr. Benny Mathers. Good morning, Benny.
Hi there. How are you, Christine?
I'm a little sore. I'm doing pretty well.
Sore?
Yes. I had a little adventure yesterday.
Do we have time for...
Just a quick summary.
Let's proceed.
You know, the associate producer of the show, Peggy Snow, who's my better half, the behind-the-scenes aspect of this.
Does a fabulous job, by the way.
She does a great job. So she's the one who helps select guests and does all the communication and makes the show wonderful. And she's also a dear friend. She's also, you know, a practitioner at Stellar Reflections. So she and I went for... A day trip to the beach. Yes. And usually a trip to the beach is just very, very relaxing. And it was a wonderful day, although it was a little intense for the last couple of hours of the trip because we had walked for hours and the tide was coming in further than we expected.
The suspense is killing me.
And along the way, it wasn't like there were... I mean, there were cliffs. And they weren't even cliffs with vegetation hanging, like, growing. They were cliffs with dirt coming down. So there was, like, no way to climb. And the high tide line was, like, right up to the cliffs. And we're like, looking, like, how far do we have to go? How far do we have to go? It took us 2 hours to walk back. And we kept seeing, like, the next point. Are we going to be able to make it there? I mean, we were almost getting our feet wet. And we had to climb over and under, like, fallen trees and stuff. It was a little bit more intense than
the
day at the beach. So I'm really grateful to be here today doing the show. And not only to be doing the show, but here in the studio as opposed to, say, remotely like on a Coast Guard vessel.
Yeah, or you were still floating out in the middle of nowhere. So here's what you need to do next time, I guess. Bring a tide guide with you.
I did have one, but yes. But, you know, it was like,
It will never happen to us.
The imperfection of...
Where exactly were you, though?
Port Townsend.
Oh, okay.
Which is great.
Beautiful area, though.
Yeah, and the beach glass was calling, so what can I say?
Yeah,
sometimes it's a little distracting.
Well, I'm glad you're okay.
Thank you.
And you floated right on into the studio, so I'm glad
yes,
you're okay.
Indeed. And I have to tell you, I'm really excited about the guest today because, you know, I've seen her speak many years ago, and I've read some of her books, and her latest book is amazing. The person I'm talking about is Dr. Barbara DeAngelis. She is the author of, I think it's 14 or 15 books. She's had 4 number one New York Times bestsellers. And her latest book, Soul Shifts, is pretty incredible. She has been a teacher of transformation, is what I'd call it, for the last 40 years. Get that. She started young. She looks like she started when she was 3, but that's a whole other story. She has transformed the lives of millions across the planet through her books, TV shows, and seminars that have been sold out around the world. She is helping to inspire people to come into their authentic selves, and I love the way she's doing it with this book. I'm so excited today to have Dr. Barbara DeAngelis. Barbara, welcome to the Christine Upchurch Show.
Thank you so much. I'm glad you're safe and sound. And isn't that really what the spiritual journey and the transformational journey is about?
Trying to get
on our down our road and make our travels without the tide coming in and washing us away.
You're so right.
I think it's so perfect. I think it's perfect for what your show is about, this wonderful show that you do. And I'm really delighted to be here. I'm especially delighted because I used to live in Seattle years ago. And so I have a very great fondness for it.
Uh-huh.
And I was just there promoting Solstice on Northwest Afternoon. I forget the new title of it, but just did a fabulous show there a few months ago. So
wonderful.
I got to be there for 1.5 days, and I wish I had stayed longer. So I'm having another Seattle visit with you right now.
That's great. And we're so grateful you are here with us. And, you know, Barbara, I don't know if you know anything about me, but I'm a former research statistician who turned energy healer, and now I teach transformational workshops and about, you know, subtle energy. So this book, this latest book of yours, you actually are going into vibration and helping people to shift their vibrations, which I find really exciting. And you do it in a way that actually makes the information of something as esoteric as, you know, the energetics of change. And you like help put it into like regular, ordinary terms that people can apply. And it's a fabulous book.
Yes. Well, first of all, I loved your introduction. I love what you said. Thank you for being so enthusiastic about Soul Shift. It's received just an across-the-board unbelievable reception and, you know, just 5-star reviews everywhere. And what you just said is always my intention as an author, and it's part of what I think really teachers are supposed to do, especially a spiritual teacher, a transformational teacher, is to take the abstract or the invisible and make it real and visible and concrete,
mm-hmm.
and to articulate the inner in a way that people can understand. And that's why the subtitle of the book, which I fought to have so many words in, is Soul Shift's Transformative Wisdom for Creating a Life of Authentic Awakening, Emotional mm-hmm. Freedom, and Practical Spirituality. And that's what
right.
you were just talking about. One of the main reasons I wrote Solstice, and it is my 15th book, and my most important work without question, and something I've waited to write my whole life, and the time is right. One of the main reasons I wrote it was because I began in the personal growth movement in 1969. So many of you weren't born who were listening, and I was 18 years old, or many of you were a thought in your parents' minds.
Right.
I was 18, and I began by practicing meditation
mm-hmm.
and found a spiritual teacher, et cetera, and then everything unfolded from there. But when I started really in the 80s, creating the more popular transformation movement in the U.S., meaning taking it out of the strange or the new age and really making it commercial and accessible. And this was me and Wayne Dyer and Deepak Chopra and Marianne Williamson.
You bet.
All at that time beginning to do that, and, you know, me taking it on television. One of the things I've noticed in the last few decades is that there's a lot of people who are really sincere seekers. They're wanting to grow.
Mm-hmm.
They're wanting to expand. They're wanting to live more awakened lives. But, excuse me, a little froggy in my throat this morning. But they're not really making the shift from understanding things to living them.
Right.
And they stop at kind of what I call, you know, collecting revelations as opposed to actually taking it into transformation. And there are a lot of people out there right now who have been so sincerely reading or taking workshops
uh-huh.
or, you know, having, you know, just learning different things. And it's kind of like having all these different pieces. They haven't put them together so that it's a living reality.
Right.
And that's one of the first reasons that I wrote Soul Shift, to create really a map, a sacred guidebook, so that it was not just, I know I should feel this or that, but how do I do that?
Uh-huh.
How? What do I do when I've drifted what do I do when the tide comes in and I'm stuck? You know, what do I
run
do to get back into my highest? Because everyone right listening has had their highest moments, their most loving moments, their most awakened moments. Mm-hmm. Then we have our lowest moments, and we have everything in between. It's not an accident mm-hmm that you suddenly feel in touch with your most high, clear self. It doesn't just happen. There's reasons, and it doesn't have to be an accident, like you're waiting for your next moment of revelation or your uh-huh next soul shift.
Right.
You can create the conditions for those every single day,
yeah,
and that's what soul shift is about.
And it is really exciting because you sort of create the framework for people to live it. So, you know, one of the things that you talk a lot about in this book that I just absolutely love, you're speaking my language, is you talk about vibration. Why is it important for a person to think in terms of how they are vibrating?
Well, let's just make it not esoteric and strange. Physics tells us that everything in the universe is just vibrating matter. Mm-hmm. Everything is vibrating. The you know, trees are vibrating. They have their energy and molecules moving. Your body, your cat, everything you see, even objects that don't seem like they're moving, everything is moving and shifting mm-hmm and really vibrating. And everything, every vibration affects every other vibration. There's, you know, no thing in the universe that doesn't have an impact on everything else on some level. Mm-hmm. We can't see most of this,
right,
but it's happening all the time. So this is just physics. It's not
yeah
even spirituality.
Right. It's
so
science.
They're
yeah
meetings from other, it's just the reality of life.
Mm-hmm.
And the truth is that we are just vibrating matter in a physical form. And I talk about the fact that just so everyone can really understand how our vibrations can shift. Just the simplest example, and I'm not a scientific person, so mm-hmm that's why people love how I explained it, because I'm totally not, science was not my favorite subject in school.
Right.
But just imagine for a minute water, which is H2O,
mm-hmm,
and water is just a component of a bunch of different, you know, chemicals together. And it's vibrating like all matter at different speeds. When things vibrate faster, in other words, imagine like a lot of molecules running around in a circle,
mm-hmm,
then they are less dense. And just imagine if you had a bunch of your kids running around the house or your dog and your cat and you couldn't catch them. That's kind of like it is.
Uh-huh.
On the other hand, when things vibrate more slowly and they're not moving as fast, molecules, and things get more dense, so that you can control them in a different way.
Mm-hmm.
So a perfect example is water. If you take water and you put it on the stove and you heat it up, and heat makes things jump and jump, move faster, you can even see the molecules jumping around in the pot boiling.
Right.
And that, if you keep boiling it, the density, if you, for instance, put ice in a pot, soon it would turn into water. Literally, the form would change.
Right.
And
right,
if you kept boiling it, it would keep changing and moving and getting less and less dense until it disappeared.
Mm-hmm.
And would say, where did the water go? The water molecules still exist. They turned into steam and they turned into vapor.
Right.
If you took that and froze it, then suddenly it turns into ice. Or if it's a cold day in Seattle, it turns into snow. So,
right,
but it's all the same. Nothing has changed. So that's
mm-hmm
just a quick science lesson. And the bottom line of all of that is, we are in a constant state of change. Every thought, every emotion, etc., is vibrating.
Mm-hmm.
And knowing how our vibration affects other people, knowing how things affect our vibration, are they freezing us up, for instance,
uh-huh,
making us hard? Are they expanding us like vapor? Understanding that principle, then we can look at our life, our choices, what we do, etc., and start to make profound soul shifts from very contracted AC places,
right,
to expansion.
Right.
That's the Cliff Notes version.
Yeah, and it's really important, so we're going to go into it more in detail when we return here on the Christine Epchurch Show.
I'm Peggy Snow with another Stellar Reflections Minute. Presence, or what we think of as being fully in the moment, is a key element in the process of healing work. As a practitioner facilitating a session, genuine presence takes us out of our heads, where we tend to decide what is and maybe what should be for the client, and moves us into direct experience where we're available to witness the person in their wholeness. In this receptive realm, our senses are heightened and expanded, allowing us to perceive what's seeking to unfold and to interact in the moment. There's something profoundly powerful that happens when healing is approached in this simple, pure way. Balance can be restored and healing can take place on multiple levels. If you'd like more information about the services we offer at Stellar Reflections, visit us at stellarreflections.com or call 425-999-9836. That's 425-999-9836.
We Carry the Light with host Dr. Susan Allison is the show that inspires you to find the light within and shine your light in the world. You'll hear from guests who model how to be the highest, brightest, most evolved, fulfilled, and conscious humans possible. Tune in each Thursday, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern, on TransformationTalkRadio.com, and let Dr. Susan help you discover that you carry the unique light that only you can shine.
Tired of traditional talk? People pontificating about this or that, the left or the right. Sometimes the truth is just all lost in the noise. Tune in each week to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher on TransformationTalkRadio.com, Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern, as nationally known guests talk about what's important to you, your life, your concerns, and your success. Tune in and turn on to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher. Visit ChuckGallagher.com for more information.
It's not far to Neverland, reason to pretend.
Welcome back to the Christine Upchurch Show here on KKNW, CRN, and Transformation Talk Radio. I'm having a conversation today with New York Times bestselling author Dr. Barbara DeAngelis, and we're talking about her latest book, Soul Shifts. Now, you know, Barbara, we were talking about, you know, the density or the, you know, of vibration. And how is that relevant to us as individuals living our lives?
It's the only really relevant thing. All of us are really vibrational beings. We look physical, but we're really vibrational. And we're constantly not just receiving energy and information from everybody and everything around us, but we're giving off energy. All transformation, and this is what I call spiritual physics, has to be vibrational.
Yes.
I like to call us, we're really frozen consciousness obstacles. That's really what we all are. And, you know, true, you know, and ancient Indian scriptures have talked about this for thousands of years.
Sure.
That, you know, we are just condensed matter, condensed consciousness in such a physical form that we call ourselves people.
Right. And scientists can actually measure the light emanating from a person, and after a transformational experience, including like energy healing, show how the light that emanates around a person shifts. So it actually shows up scientifically to be measured.
It's complete. It's all scientific, and this is why you know, thousands of years ago, no one could have imagined, for instance, that you were talking somewhere in Seattle and it was broadcasting all over the world.
Right.
How is that possible?
Uh-huh.
How are people even hearing your voice? It's all vibrational.
Uh-huh.
But one of the reasons I knew I wanted to write Soul Shifts, because I've been teaching this for a long time in my workshops, etc., is to really shift ourselves. We can't just shift our thoughts. We have to shift how we're vibrating. And what that really means is not just the idea of, you know, I want to be more in tune with this, or I want to be more loving, etc. We have to actually shift our energy from moment to moment. And I just want to read you one of my favorite little things from Soul Shifts here. This is the difference between what I call being a spiritual collector and an actual transformer. And it says, saying something positive is not the same as vibrating in a positive way.
Right.
Real spiritual transformation isn't an activity or an attitude. It's not only about having a series of practices we engage in or uplifting thoughts we cultivate. It is a grounded, integrated, vibrational state of consciousness. Mm-hmm. And it's not something you have to remind yourself to do. Collecting and rearranging revelations is not the same as transformation. There's nothing wrong with rearranging the furniture, but it isn't the same as moving into a new house. So basically what this is saying is we all start out thinking, I should be more loving, I should be more this, I want to tune into my wisdom, et cetera, et cetera. But the road to get there, and it's not that complicated, has to do with shifting from positive thinking to positive vibrating. And that means learning some of the basic things like what expands me, what contracts me, what experiences am I having that are bringing out my worst self? What are bringing out my highest self? How do I get back to my highest when I've been drifting? We all know what drifting is. You know, we have great intentions, and we'll say, I don't know what was going on with me the last few days. I've been negative. I've been this. It didn't just happen. And you don't have to just wait for something to get you back there. And getting you back there isn't just telling yourself, I should be loving today. There's actual shifts and techniques I teach that you can do that take a minute and shift you. And all of you already do this unconsciously. We all have soul shifts. We just don't really understand how to really master them. So we are actually feeling anchored in our life, in our highest. And it's what I've taught to thousands of people. And the greatest thing about this, Christine, is that people are writing me, posting on my Facebook page, et cetera, who have never read a personal growth book, totally not into this. You know, somebody's mother, somebody's sister, somebody who'd read relationship books I read and said, all right, I'll try this one, know nothing about spiritual growth at all, and completely get the book, understand it, and are having outrageous things happening to them, their lives, their families.
Such as?
And
give
it's
some
because
examples.
It's so simple. That I just got a letter actually yesterday from a woman who said that she heard about me. She'd seen me over the years. She had never really done anything, she said, like this. And she got soul shifts. And the first thing she told me, and people tell me this all the time, particularly about the hardcover, is that the energy from the book was so powerful that she decided to literally sleep with it every night. Now, this may sound bizarre, but I received the same comment. I've received probably 1,000 emails exactly like that one. And it was intentional when I wrote the book. The book is very vibrationally charged with a lot of what I call it transformational energy. And she said that just understanding a few simple things, what contracts her, what expands her, beginning to just use what I call the soul shift mantra, which is today I'm going to see what there is to see, to feel what there is to feel, and to know what there is to know. And I basically explain that very simply because most of us every day have, today I don't want to see anything that upsets me, I'm not feeling anything that's uncomfortable, and if it's not good, I don't want to know about it. And just those two things, she said, within a few days, she started having major healing relationship with her husband. She ended up getting a job she'd been wanting. She'd been out of work for about 2 months. And she said she had, like, pain in her body. It went away. And, I mean, I'm not making this up. And she said that she didn't even understand what was happening. She was only on chapter four. And the book had already changed her life. And this is not just one story I've picked out. I could read you hundreds and hundreds of Twitter tweets and emails, et cetera, because
that's exciting. That's so
the
exciting.
Reason is if everybody listening to your show right now, and you're doing such a service with your program, everybody who is hearing my voice is what I call, you know, a member of the cosmic advance team, meaning your cosmic alarm clock went off. You remember you're here for something. You're asking what I call the sacred questions. Who am I? What am I doing here? What's my purpose?
And we can't, go back to sleep.
How do I actually live it every day?
Right. And we can't go back to sleep. Once that alarm clock has gone off, we can't go back to sleep. And I think that for many, like you talk about reaching people who have never done this sort of thing, but this book is also really important for people who have been on their journeys for a long time, because I think that there's a whole subset of the population, of the personal growth, the spiritual evolution, you know, where people think they're supposed to transcend all the feelings that aren't positive and do certain things and live a certain way, and they never really fully step into that authentic wholeness.
Totally. I couldn't be more in agreement with you, and it's also, that's the other half of the people who are writing me, who when I do my big events with Hay House, you know, 5,000 people, they're literally, you know, cheering, and then they're also crying because they are sincere seekers, and they've been working on themselves for a while.
Yes.
But what they've been doing is trying to focus much more on management and not on mastery.
Right.
Managing everything, controlling everything, watching every thought, watching every feeling, you know, trying to project out what they want, as opposed to really understanding that mastery has to be something that's there from the inside out. And there's difference between, you know, trying to manage how you're feeling from moment to moment. I call that emotional whack-a-mole, where, you know, there's a little, you have to bang down this feeling and bang down this negative thought and bang down this. But really shifting happens when you shift from the inside. Everything shifts. You don't have to watch all these things about yourself. And I have received so much support from people like yourself who host shows like this, from, you know, major spiritual teachers about this exact thing, because grounded consciousness is not, has nothing to do with where you've gone, who you've seen, how many books you have, or shows you've listened to, or how many treatments you've had. Those things are great, but it has to do with what's happening from moment to moment and being, you know, really what I call vibrationally authentic, so that how you're talking and what you're saying is matched by your vibration. And this is one of the big things that I have heard from people who have had major shifts in their, for instance, in their business, in their finances, from reading Soul Shifts. And I don't talk about these things, but when you have vibrational credibility, when what you say is matched by how you're really vibrating, you're not just talking about love or abundance or whatever it is you do in your business, you're actually vibrating it.
Right.
People have a different response, because the truth is your vibration walks into the room way before your words do.
Yes, indeed. And when we come back, I'm going to want you to talk a little bit more about the vibrational coherence and credibility. There's such important concepts, and you've got great ways to help people to ground those in their daily life. But more with Barbara DeAngelis when we return here on the Christine Upchurch Show in a few moments.
Get ready to embrace your feminine nature and get wild. Join Lynn Brown and Wendy R. Wolf for the Wild Transformation Retreat this July 26th through August 1st. Get ready for a mental, physical, and spiritual challenge. A call back to nature and its unlimited gifts. To learn more and register for the early bird price by July 1st, visit ruintuit.com. That's letter R, letter U, intuit.com.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
I'm Christine Upchurch, and this is a Stellar Reflections Minute. Years ago, when facing cancer, without any immediate treatment options, I sought healing by making various life changes. For a while, I followed a very restrictive diet. I often found myself obsessing about which foods were good and which ones were bad. Then one day, I realized I was consuming foods based on fear of not getting well. But I didn't want to make choices out of fear anymore. I decided it was far better for my immune system if I allowed myself to experience the joy that came from, say, eating frozen yogurt, than it was for me to ingest the fear that came from avoiding it. Now, instead of choosing healthy habits based on fear, I try to make choices because they feel right and ultimately bring me joy and ease. How many of your healthy habits are really based on fear? Please visit StellarReflections.com or call 425-999-9836. That's
425-999-9836. We were playing in the sun. We were having so much fun on a white sandy beach of Hawaii.
Welcome back to the Christine Upchurch Show here on KKNW and Transformation Talk Radio. Benny over there is having some fun.
It's either that or running away from the incoming tide. I mean, the way you look at it.
Are there any songs about that?
Well, if you didn't notice the previous one, it was Sailing.
Yes, I did. I did understand. That was the reference.
It's very thematic.
Yeah, and we might have had to like create a little sail and gone sailing had that like turned into what we
imagined.
We were giggling now, kind of like, how do we get ourselves into this? You know, and I do feel fully supported by the universe, but sometimes, you know, I don't listen to the little taps on the shoulder like, hurry, get back to the parking lot.
All of a sudden we'll have a show like from The Castaway or
something. Exactly.
Well said!
I'm thrilled having a conversation today with Dr. Barbara DeAngelis, and I have to tell you her latest book. This is what Dr. Wayne Dyer has to say about it. Soul Shifts is a brilliant, authoritative, practical guide to higher awareness written by one of my all-time favorite colleagues and friends for the past three decades. Every page brims with highly specific suggestions for shifting to a more enlightened way of being. I love this book, and I absolutely love this woman. Wow, Barbara, that's quite the endorsement.
It is quite the endorsement, and Wayne doesn't endorse just everything. And,
yes.
I was really honored to receive it. We've known each other for a long time. Uh-huh. And, you know, when I just saw him, we were both speaking at a Hay House event, you know, and he's so funny. He said, I thanked him for the endorsement. I hadn't seen him for a few months. He said, you know, it's really a fantastic book. I said, I do know that. And he said, no, it's really a fantastic book. He said, this is like a practical manual. Everyone should have this. And uh-huh. I said, yes, I agree with it. And I think what you said before, the break about vibrational credibility and about those of us who've been seeking and everyone listening who has been, you know, really a sincere seeker, you know, on your path, wanting to live at your highest, et cetera. Mm-hmm. One of the most important messages that, you know, I have that's really important is that revelation is not transformation. Mm-hmm. Figuring out your patterns and issues is important, but it's not transformation.
Yeah, I like that a lot. Revelation is not transformation.
It's energetic and it's vibrational.
Uh-huh.
I call it a series of soul shifts that really will rock your world. It's radical. It's noticeable. You will not have to announce it to anybody. I've really turned into a loving person. You know, and there's nothing wrong with all of that, but the bottom line, I just got several tweets from people saying, love this show. This is the show we're on because I promoted it.
Uh-huh.
But I think it's so important to really, you know, understand that each moment we are really making choices about how we're vibrating. And it's kind of, think of it like tuning a piano or tuning a master violin. You could have a Stradivarius, and it could be made to be the most beautiful sound.
Uh-huh.
If it's not tuned properly, the vibration coming out of it is going to be dissonant and horrible.
Yes.
If the strings are too tight, if the strings are too loose. And so we can think of ourselves kind of like an instrument.
Uh-huh.
Some of our strings are too tight, tight with old resentment, for instance, tight with anger, tight with control. Some of them are too loose, not enough connection to our personal power, et cetera.
Mm-hmm.
So really looking at how we're tuned, how in each moment we're really, you know, what places we're coming from inside of ourselves, that's where we don't just become an uplifting person,
uh-huh.
but an uplifting vibrational presence.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not hard to do. I take people when I work with them in seminars, and they do it within a few hours.
Oh,
because
that's
who we all really are. There's nothing missing in anybody. And this is one of the other main things that I want people to really hear, even today. There's nothing you need to get. There's nothing that other people have more of than you.
Mm-hmm.
You have everything. We all, you know, either we're all part of the source or nothing makes any sense.
Right.
The problem is we don't have access to it. We've shut things off. And I call it kind of unplugging our circuitry. You know, if you ever, around Christmas time, you see these things on TV where people spend 6 months lighting their houses, you know,
and they
spend $1 million,
yeah,
and, you know, all their kids are trudging around putting lights up all the time. And it's so amazing. They have 1 million watts. And then, you know, somebody else has like one little bulb on the, you know, twinkling on a tree.
Right.
And a lot of us are, I always say we're wired for magnificence.
Uh-huh.
We're wired
I agree.
For greatness.
Yeah.
And we have unplugged a lot of circuits, literally, because, you know, of pain, because of things that happened when we grew up.
Sure.
And so we're trying to put a lot of cosmic voltage through us, you know, whether it's in how we love or how we speak. And we don't have the circuitry. We have to learn how to plug back in, and all of a sudden we will light up. And that's called charisma.
Yeah.
And that's called radiance. But you can't do it with just a lot of, you know, spiritual or behavioral wrapping paper.
Yes.
You cannot camouflage your vibration.
Right.
You
and
just can't.
You talk a lot in your book about mixed vibrational messages and lack of vibrational coherence.
Isn't that a great section?
Yes,
it is.
Important. And I talk about people having split vibrations. It's the same sort of thing. It's so important to recognize not only in others but within ourselves. What do you call mixed vibrational messages?
Well, we all have what I call, and the analogy I use, people just love. We all have, I call it the soundtrack of our soul.
Uh-huh,
and so anyone can think of a movie you've seen recently or something you watched on your iPad or on TV, think of something you really liked watching. It could, you know, be Avatar or it could be whatever it is. And just imagine there's no soundtrack. There's no music. There's just the actors.
Uh-huh.
So let's say it's a scary movie and you're watching a bunch of people running around. It doesn't look that scary. Let's say it's a romantic movie and people are talking. They're just having a conversation.
Uh-huh.
The minute you put the soundtrack under it, all of a sudden you're crying. All of a sudden you're moved. All
right.
of a sudden you're excited because the vibration, music is vibration.
Uh-huh.
The vibration is telling your body, your mind, what to feel. It's not the word. It's the vibration. So again, imagine if you're watching a romantic movie with some kind of circus music behind it or scary music. It would be very dissonant. You'd say, I'm watching this couple kissing, but there's like scary Jaws music. Who did this? Who scored this movie?
Uh-huh.
All of us have our word. That's kind of like our script.
Sure.
And then we have our vibration, and that's our soundtrack. Uh-huh. All of us have something we're vibrating all the time.
Yeah,
when
love that
we're
analogy.
Saying one thing and feeling another, when we're vibrating confident, I mean, when we're saying confidence and you can, you know, hire me as your realtor or whatever it is.
Sure.
And underneath we're vibrating contraction or fear or mistrust or old anger or anger at somebody in our life right now. We're giving, in a sense, a mixed vibrational message like a movie with the wrong soundtrack. And people won't notice it to say it. No one's going to say to you, you know, your emotional soundtrack is very frightening, even though you're a very nice person.
Uh-huh.
But they're going to feel it, and that lack of coherence will not make us as attractive, impressive, trustworthy, et cetera.
Uh-huh.
The minute you shift it, and I have stories in the book about people and what they do.
Yeah, great stories.
People getting jobs, people getting relationships, and it means, first of all, figuring out what is my emotional soundtrack. You know, what songs am I playing to the world? And that is such a fun section to work with, but it's really important to understand.
Yeah, you had an example in your book about a man who was just confident and, you know, he was going in and applying for jobs and from the look of things on paper, he'd be really impressive, but he wasn't getting hired. What happened in that situation?
Because he had, and what I told him was, you know, he was a, you know, software specialist, et cetera, but he wasn't getting hired. And when I met him and talked to him, it was really clear. It was as if he had, imagine he had a twin brother who came to the interview, stood behind the chair. Uh-huh. And as he was going, yes, and I have done this, and I had this degree, and I got this, the other one was behind going, don't listen to him. We're going to fail. He doesn't know what he's doing. Uh-huh. You know, and the distraction, the energetic distraction of another part of him, the minute he understood it and he began to see where it came from and shifted it, he ended up getting hired and getting a job for like 3 times as much as he'd ever made. So imagine we all have with us wherever we go, uh-huh, 2-3 other parts of us that are standing there actually having energetic conversations with people. Uh-huh. So we're there going, yes, and I want a relationship and I love intimacy, is another part going, if you hurt me, I'll kill you. You know? And then the guy goes, oh, I don't think so. You know, uh-huh. So what is that?
Right.
It's parts of ourselves that are actually giving off vibrational messages,
yes,
that are different. And we not only give them off to each other, we give them out, in a sense, to the universe. You know, mm-hmm. I want to be a leader and transform the world. Another part is, I don't want anyone to ever not like me.
Uh-huh.
I want to be a leader.
Right.
I don't want anyone to ever hate me. Well, yeah, now you're in a frozen state. It's like your computer. You give it too many commands and it freezes. And the universe says, you know what? I'm coming back in about a year, because make up your mind. Uh-huh. I'm a little confused here. And if this is where to learn about this in a lighthearted but really practical way, uh-huh, shifts people so much.
Yes.
Even understanding it creates the beginning of the soul shift.
Wonderful.
Just hearing about it already. People right now are shifting as they're hearing it, mm-hmm, because their consciousness already in a deep place understands all of this.
Right. And vibrationally, they're getting this big aha in their vibration. Yeah.
Yes. And that's the beginning of something. And that's why, you know, at the end of the book, I have so many techniques,
yes,
practical techniques, how to have soul shifts in minutes, how to shift when you're feeling contracted,
right,
what to do when you are feeling disconnected from yourself, how to shift back into your highest, one of my favorite chapters, and on the spiritual practice of choice, how to make a difference in each moment. There, it's so powerful and practical. It's not just saying you should do this,
right,
and now you're on your own.
And we're gonna talk a little bit about those approaches, those techniques, that recalibration when we return here in a few moments.
Tune in to Prescience Life Radio with host Mia Simone. Mia is devoted to sharing her extensive knowledge on the invisible worlds of energy. Join Mia and discover the science of intuition and connect with your greatest gift. Start living in your potential today and every day by opening up to the power of inner knowledge. To learn more about Mia, visit PrescienceLife.com.
Tune in to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly Neff. This hit show will illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. Renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests as you wake to the greatest version of yourself. Learn to tap into your intuitions, think critically about our world, heal emotional and psychological wounds, and follow your passions to live your dreams. The Lucid Planet. Welcome home. Visit LucidPlanetRadio.com for more information.
This is Peggy Snow, practitioner at Stellar Reflections, with a Stellar Reflections Minute. So many people these days are trying to find ways to relieve their stress. What happens to our breathing when we're feeling overwhelmed and stress? When we tune in, we realize that we're either holding our breath or taking very shallow breath to signal the body that all is well, which most of the time it is. Sometimes all that is needed is a nice, deep breath to break the cycle. First, exhale to get all the stale air out by engaging the abdominal muscles and blowing gently. Next, take a nice full breath in, feeling it fill your body all the way down to your hips. Release fully and enjoy the freedom of movement. Notice how your body feels. Do you feel refreshed? Calmness is only a breath away. This has been a Stellar Reflections Minute. For more information about what we offer at Stellar Reflections, visit us at StellarReflections.com or call 425-999-9836. That's 425-999-9836.
You're listening to Ask Dr. Love with Dr. Jamie Turndorf. If you or someone you know has lost a loved one, Dr. Turndorf's best-selling Hay House book, Love Never Dies, How to Reconnect and Make Peace with the Deceased, presents her groundbreaking new transdimensional grief therapy method, which offers the first vehicle in history for reconnecting and making peace with the deceased. Sign up for Dr. Love's free newsletter at AskDrLove.com and receive an exciting gift, a free excerpt of Love Never Dies.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformations Talk Radio.
Welcome back to the Christine Upchurch Show here on KKNW and Transformation Talk Radio. I'm talking today to Barbara DeAngelis, the author of 15 books, including several New York Times bestsellers, and her latest and greatest, Soul Shifts, is what we've been chatting about, and it's an amazing book. So, Barbara, before we get into more conversation, because it's such a fun and important conversation, I do want people to be able to figure out how to reach you over the internet.
Not only reach me, but I'm so inspired by this that I want to give all of your listeners some gifts. So here's really quickly what to do. First of all, if you're thinking, gosh, I really think I'd like to get Soul Shifts, go to soulshifts.com. You'll see on my website a page that has all of these gifts, courses, free meditations, downloads that you get if you order Soul Shifts there. You just put in a little information, and I still have those up. It's a huge amount of stuff just for when you get the book. But you don't have to do that. If you go to BarbaraDeAngelis.com and just, put your name in there, right away you'll get a download of the audio version of the beginning of Soul Shifts with me reading it. It's very powerful, and it's downloadable for you. You don't just listen to it, you get it. So that's BarbaraDeAngelis.com. And if you go to my Facebook page, Dr. Barbara DeAngelis, there's always free meditations, free things there, articles, beautiful graphics every single day. So follow me there, and I write everybody back, and it's an incredible community of people.
That's fabulous.
All those free gifts, I'll leave them up for a little while, so all of your listeners all over the world can enjoy and start your own soul shift.
Great. And Barbara DeAngelis, it's A-N-G-E-L-I-S.
Yeah.
For when you're, if you misspelled it, you'd still find your way because she's huge around the world. Yes, you're.
Just go to soulshifts.com and then you can find your way everywhere.
Great, great. No, that doesn't require a whole lot of spelling or a whole lot of typing either. You know, we've been talking a lot about vibration and the sort of the dual vibration and how to step into mastery. You've emphasized the importance of shifting our vibration. Now, you offer a lot of techniques and approaches to do that. What are some of the ones you'd like to share today with our listeners?
I'd like to give everybody something really simple. And this has to do with what I mentioned earlier about the fact that we all have a highest vibration and consciousness, and we all have everything else. When the next time you're feeling stressed, off balance, confused, upset with somebody, anything where you're not feeling in your highest, which could be in the next 5 minutes.
Sure. That's part of the human experience.
Just when you notice it, go, "Ugh, I'm feeling..." Stop and just ask yourself one simple, what I call soul shift recalibration question. And just literally just say, what am I choosing right now? What choice am I making right now?
Mm-hmm.
Just a simple thing. Imagine you're in traffic. You're furious, you're, angry, you're irritated. Just what choice am I making right now? The question itself empowers you immediately. It doesn't say, what's someone doing to me right now?
Right,
it says, what choice am I making? By the way, who asks that question? Your highest. Right away, you shifted.
Right.
What choice am I making? I'm choosing to be irritated.
Yes.
I'm choosing to, those people, and they say, oh, wait a minute. You know, I'm choosing to be angry. I'm choosing this. I don't really want to do that. Question number two, what's a more enlightened choice I can make right now? I could use this time to do this. You've already shifted. It's not good, bad, right, wrong. Those words are not, if you know because you've read it in the book, anywhere.
Yeah.
Nothing's good or bad that way. And you can also say, you know, what would it look like right now to be in my highest? You're having an argument with your girlfriend, your boyfriend. What would it look like? It would look like trying to be compassionate. It would look like listening. It would look like taking a break. And then you ask it again, and you ask it again, and you recalibrate yourself back.
Yes.
And just that question itself is a profound soul shift recalibration. The other thing that I can offer people that takes 1 second is try to begin to evaluate yourself in your day and look at what I call soul accomplishments, not goals. You know, all of you have your goal list. It's Friday. People are already stressed. Oh, my gosh, I didn't get everything done on my list this week. What's wrong with me?
Yep.
What are soul accomplishments? There's those things that stay with us, that shift us, that really polish the character of our soul. You know, today I didn't do something I should have instead of beating myself up. I had compassion.
Right.
You know, today I didn't want to do something or talk to somebody, but I reached out anyway and actually found my way to some understanding for them. We all have soul accomplishments every day. They're the only things we will take with us, and we don't usually even acknowledge them. And so we're always looking for outer achievements, et cetera, to judge ourselves by. And that's really, none of those things actually define who you are. So start looking for your soul victories and soul accomplishments every day.
And I love the approaches that you offer, the techniques that you give are very empowering because it puts you into a different perspective where it's no longer, you know, the ego-driven perspective, but more like you have choices that come from the soul level that you can implement
within
the human body and mind and spirit.
And again, I can only do so much in a short period of time, but I promise everybody that taking this soul shift journey will absolutely be life-changing. I really take you by the hand with you in that journey. I explain things, I understand things with you. And it's something that if you've been seeking and you feel it's time to go faster, that it's not enough to feel how you're feeling, but there's something more you know you're supposed to feel, do, and be, I really offer Soul Shift humbly as a map for that journey.
I love that. And I also love that you emphasize what's happening in the moment and on this day, because at one point in your book, you talk about, well, how many thousands of days, how many days do you have left in your life? Probably when you put it in those terms, that it's so finite that today and this moment is just it really important to who we are and our journey here.
What I say is, stop negotiating on what days are going to be conscious and what days we're not.
Yeah, I love that.
Because we all do this. You know,
yes,
I was good for a day. Today I can go unconscious. We don't have any days to do that. And you are all making a difference every day. You made a difference by listening to this beautiful program that Christine has. You made a difference by having a revelation or a soul shift that vibrationally goes out to the world. And we are all always changing the world, whether we think we are or not.
Yes. And you're doing a great job helping to change the world, Barbara. Thank you so much for being on the show today. And I look forward to having another conversation again with you sometime soon.
I would be delighted to. And I'm sending everybody blessings for living in their highest today, figuring out what that looks like and offering their heart to the world.
Wonderful. Thanks for joining us here today. And I hope to talk to you again sometime soon.
You've been listening to the Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey. Each week, this show engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information about the transformative healing work of Christine, visit www.StellarReflections.com. And for weekly topics, visit www.TransformationTalkRadio.com.